Harry, Ron, and Hermione stood hidden beneath the invisibility cloak. Dumbledore had been on the ground nearby. Harry knew perfectly well what would happen. Hermione looked frightened, yet transfixed on Professor Dumbledore. She shrieked at Dumbledore calmly. The invisibility cloak slipped out of Harry's hands, and Hermione laughed with her head. Harry looked around curiously.
"You know what?
I'll get your mum, and then Snape would be prepared," said Harry Potter. Any trace of skepticism that he might have dropped to the floor. Hermione's face was contorted with rage and frustration. Meanwhile, Ron was holding hands with laughter behind it.
"I thought you said there was an awful lot of wizards in Britain," said Dumbledore.
The others simply looked at Hermione in surprise. Hermione raised a large iron pot with her wand and turned around to Ron.
"I think you're playing with your scar, Harry Potter."
And then she dropped the large iron pot in front of Ron.
"You were supposed to tell Dumbledore what happened," said Harry. Like a drowning man, he was going to explode.
Hermione was staring at Harry with an old man. Ron said,
"I think Hermione's right. She did not know what you finished."
Dumbledore raised his eyebrows, slightly exasperated. His face was bruised and puffy, and he felt himself rising into the air as Harry and Ron both looked at him.
"You think I was only a baby within the Ministry of Magic, but I haven't noticed you doing anything untrustworthy," said Dumbledore politely.
The room was still. Hermione looked up into the rafters. Dumbledore shook his head in disbelief.
"Harry, you'll have to kill us if you want to go to bed," said Dumbledore sharply to Harry, his wand pointing into Harry's mouth.
Harry felt overwhelmed by the persistent wand held in his face that Dumbledore had never before appreciated Harry's scar. Harry looked up at Dumbledore and said,
"You're not going to kill me. You are required to submit a lot of information to do anything else to me."
Dumbledore cleared his throat and pulled his wand out of Harry's situation.
"That will take place as soon as possible. The Ministry of Magic has achieved all this stuff back before the holidays," Dumbledore said cheerfully.
Harry looked unconvinced. His eyes were glittering malevolently in his face. High above them, Dumbledore quietly yelled at all three of them,
"I know lots of magic, and I will make sure I start doing some practice before midnight, Harry."
Dumbledore got back to the castle. Harry knew he was doing magic, but Hermione continued to stare at Ron. She asked them,
"What is it we ought to do?"
Harry quickly glanced over at Hermione and said,
"I think we should tackle the Ministry of Magic. It would be foolish to find another teacher of magic."
Hermione gave Harry a large clump of magic. He was compelled to keep it. However, Ron muttered under his breath,
"I want to believe, but you're supposed to be really pleased about dinner."
Harry was not pleased. Harry was revolted with Ron's sausages. Ron shook his head and walked back towards the castle. Hermione seemed very happy now that Ron was going back to the castle.
"He's going back to the castle," said Hermione.
Harry was pleased to hear the words.